What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy Suave, and this is the Laundry Room. So happy to be back. Season 2 of the Laundry Room podcast, and it's my first ever video for you guys. So I told you guys that I'm going to be doing something different here, trying to get to the upper echelon of perfecting this podcasting and getting more and more out of my comfort zone. And ask you guys to bear with me. This is my first video, and I hope you guys like it. I hope you guys can see me well enough, and most importantly, I hope you can hear me. And wherever you may be, I want to say thank you to all of my listeners, all of my supporters, and I'm going to need some favors to all of you, all of my supporters. That I'm asking you guys to do what you normally do when you like a podcast, when you love a podcast that really speaks to you, that entertains you, that just, because I know how I am about my podcast. You know, I like to listen, I like to support them. And for me, it's been a first timer. Well, I've been doing this for quite some time now, but now I'm starting to get into the element of expanding, you know, expansion, trying to get this podcast out there more. And I know one of the ways that I can do that is by doing videos now. And pretty soon I will be on YouTube, but I want to give this a test run first. For those of you that are not aware, I know most of you are, that's been tuning in and listening to the Laundry Room Podcast, I am coming from you through the Anchor.fm app, okay? So it's Anchor.fm, the app that I'm coming to you guys from. And I'm going to need you guys to subscribe to the podcast so I can get, you know, more finances to get this podcast where I want it to be, with the vision I have for it. And I just want, because more people need to hear positivity and needs to hear things that's going to make us overall better beings, better people, and just helping us deal with the pain and hurt that we have to deal with in life. And that was my goal when I created this podcast, was to air out the dirt, the hurt, the pain that I have felt in a lot of different situations, whether it was dating, whether it was my social life, looking for jobs or lost friends, lost loved ones, any of those things, anything that has caused me pain. I have taken those things and have used them to relay my message on how I got through the situation. And most importantly, the number one reason why I am still here today and why I'm able to do this podcast and having the ability to do it is because of God himself. And I can't do anything without him. So all of you that's listening, I need your support. I need you to subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be having some episodes where you can get all the content if you subscribe. And this will be one of those episodes because I'm doing my first video. So if you want to see me and interact with me, to give me your thoughts and all those things, you will have to start subscribing to the podcast. That's one of the perks. Okay, so that's coming soon. So you guys just stay with me and stay tuned. All right. And you can listen to this podcast wherever you can get your podcast, wherever you get them, on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, so many more. So just look for the Laundry Room Podcast by yours truly. Andre Smith is my full name, so you can type that in if you need to. But for my podcast, here I go by Suave. So you guys be on the lookout. And we got a YouTube page coming soon as well. So you guys stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. All right? Okay. So I've got all that out the way. And thank you guys. Thank you for all your support. So tonight, on this episode, in this first segment right here, I want to talk to you guys about a correlation. You know, a correlation of two words that seem like they mean the same. They're very similar, but different. And I believe I'm going to get a lot of, you know, thoughts on this episode. And I really want that. But the title of this segment is this episode is the difference between a boss and a leader. Okay. The difference between a boss and a leader. Now, you would think, you know, off when you first put these two together, you would think that they mean the same. However, through personal experiences, through just accessing the two, I have a firm belief that there is a difference. There is a difference between a boss and a leader. And the number one difference that I notice is a boss. A boss simply doesn't really delegate, right? Doesn't really delegate authority, you know. A boss mainly just tells you what to do, you know. Don't really describe what they want from you, what they need from you. They just tell you what to do and demand that you do it. Whereas a leader not only tells you what to do, but shows you how to do it, instructs you how to do it. A leader is more concerned about his people, about the people he hires, about the people around him. A leader is concerned with his people that's under him, who he has to cover, who he has to protect and lead. You know, a leader is no different than a shepherd that takes care of his sheep. The Bible pretty much depicts a leader as that. The Bible also uses that shepherd correlation to a pastor. A real pastor and a good pastor cares about his flock because they are a representation of their leader. A boss doesn't really care about his people because he's like, as long as I get mine, hey, as long as you do what you're supposed to do so I get the money that I want and deserve, whatever else you do, hey, figure it out. But as long as I'm taken care of. A boss is more selfish. That's what I'm really getting at. A leader, a real leader now, cannot be selfish. I'm talking to the real leaders out here. This is not for people who just thirsting for power. That's another thing. You got to be very careful that, you know, yes, a lot of us want to be successful. I believe the vast majority of people in this world wants to be successful. You don't want to struggle all your life. Nobody wants that. Nobody. Right? But there's many different ways of being successful. And there's many different ways of what people call successful. And the number one thing is people think, you know, it's money. Okay, let's face it. What can you do without money? Right? You can be the most spiritual person in the world. You can be the most well thought out person in the world, like the nicest, the easygoing, get along with everybody. But yes, you need money to spread your message. You need advertisement. You need marketing. You need all those things to be successful. But a leader has to have the ability to lead even if they're not the most successful money-wise, financially. Because it's not all about the money when it comes to a leader. It's all about, okay, if I'm successful as the leader, I run this company. The kind of leader that I am, is how I see leadership, true leadership, is if I run a company, a Fortune 500 company, if I run that company, what good is my company being successful if the people that are working for me are not able to learn from working for me, take what they've learned by from working for me and my company, and invest into making their own company. They have learned that much. They have gained that much. And my success of them working for me, they was able to take what they have learned and apply it to their own, to help somebody. It's supposed to be a trickle-down effect. True leadership. A true leader doesn't care about who gets the credit or who knows the most or who has done the most. Because a real leader and true leadership, in my eyes, is getting it done with less resources, getting it done with what you have. That's when true leadership shows to me. A boss, like I said, a boss doesn't care. Not as much. A boss is way more selfish. A boss is about capitalization. What have you done for me? What are you willing to do for me? It's all about I. Not about we, not about us. And that's why so many companies fail. Because the people that was in power were not that good of leaders. They were bosses. They were good bosses. You know, not saying that bosses don't know about the craft that they are heading. Not saying that. Because you gotta, in order to be out front, you gotta know your stuff. You should know your stuff. I'm not gonna say you got to. You ought to know your stuff. Because some of these people that are bosses in certain fields and certain companies, they just got it because of nepotism. You know, they knew the right people to get what they got, to get that position of authority or power. So that's another thing. And real people, most common folks like us, we don't want to work for people that don't care about our concerns. You know, I don't want to work for a boss that don't care about my concerns. I want to work for a leader, you know, because I'm a great follower. That's what makes me a great leader. And that's another thing. Leaders don't mind following. Think about this. I know you've heard this many times before. I've heard this many times before. And I find it to be true. That most leaders that have been great, that have turned out great, have been very successful in leading companies and businesses, and different business ventures, right? I've heard plenty of people that have said they didn't want to be a leader. They didn't see themselves as being someone out front. They were hesitant, even a little scared, nervous. Those are the ones that turn out to become the best leaders. Because they're not concerned with being out front. They're not concerned about wanting to be seen. They're not thirsting for power, for fame or fortune. I don't podcast for the money. Yes, I do want to do this full time where I don't have to work as hard. Yes, this is my passion. I am very passionate about podcasting. I love talking, you know. This is me. This is my element. I love helping. I love inspiring. And podcasting gives me that platform to bring others to Christ, to relay a positive vibe, a positive message from my own personal experiences and my thoughts. I love it. And when you're very passionate about what you like to do, you're going to come up against opposition. You're going to come up against resistance. But you cannot allow that to stop your vision, your goal, your purpose. Continue to take the resources and tools that you have and cultivate them and continue on your mission. That's what a leader does. Because a true leader knows that it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always be easy. But it gets easier when you learn how to lead. The easier it becomes. Because a leader has to go on when no one else is there. A leader has continued to push the vision forward, even when people have walked away and left. That's what pastors have to do. My dad is a pastor, so I know firsthand that no matter who leaves the ministry, he has to carry on the vision that God gave him for the ministry. Because as me being a pastor's son and seeing it and witnessing what him and mom go through, it's not easy. It's not easy to lead. To lead a bunch of people that have to trust your vision. They have to trust that you care about their concerns, about their salvation. That's a tough job. Because so many people deal with so many different things each and every day. And it takes a great leader to take all of those concerns that his people have, and or she. Shout out to all the women pastors out there as well. See y'all. Great pastors just know, man. It's a special anointing on pastors all over this world that are great now, that are really meant. You can tell those that are meant to lead, that are meant to pastor. You can tell. Everybody's not meant to do it. We have a bunch of puns out here. We have a bunch of people doing it for the money. For the fishes and the loaves, as my mom liked to say. But back to the subject at hand. A boss and a leader is two different things. Like I said, a boss doesn't truly, truly care about his people, the people that he employs enough. They just want the job to get done. Don't care how it gets done. But get it done by any means necessary. But a leader cares not only about the job getting done, but how is it getting done? Who can I really depend on up in here? Who's really concerned about what the vision is we're trying to get out? Who's really concerned with the company? Who's really concerned with the ministry? Who really cares? A leader's gonna find that out. And when a leader finds out that, okay, what I thought I had this big amount of people, large crowd of people that was with my company at one point, or my ministry at one point, or my business at one point, but now I only have 10 or 15 or even 50 people. I had hundreds. The same way God downsized Gideon's army. Gideon your army is way too big, man. So remember this, when God is with you, you already got a lot with you and behind you when you're a great leader. Because when God has anointed you to lead, it means more than just a boss. You're not just a boss. You're God's anointed. You're meant, you're built for this. You had to get tried in the fire to do this. You didn't just wake up and just say, okay, I'm leading. I'm ready now. No. You had to be tried. You had to be tried like fine gold and silver. You went through the fire, the heat, the pressure, the pain, the hurt, the turmoil, the disappointments, the sadness, the longingness for a change. Lord, can this weight just lift from me? Can this pain just lift from me? You went through all of these things to be the leader that God has called you to be. Leadership is hard. Leadership is a testament of your faith, of your struggle. That's how great leaders become who they are. That's how I'm walking into the realm that I'm walking into. It's because I had to go through so much to find this right here. that I'm doing now. Leadership comes with a price. A great price. That a lot of times we don't ask for. It just comes with it. But it's all meant. And it's all destined. We all got a purpose. We all got a destiny. And if your purpose and your destiny is to be a leader of men and women of all generations, of all walks of life, then this is for you. Know the difference from a boss, someone who just points fingers and say, hey, you do this, hey, you do that. Know the difference from that to, hey, this is how I see the vision. This is what I'm looking for. That's the difference. How can we get you to understand the vision? Like I said, a leader cares. And another thing. So number one, difference between a boss and a leader is a boss is more selfish. A leader is not selfish. Number two, a leader is receptive to criticism, but not just any criticism, constructive criticism. And what is constructive criticism? Constructive criticism is criticism that makes you better, that makes you want to improve. A leader, a real leader and a true leader understands, hey, I can't be great by myself, okay? I got people that's working for me. I got them delegated in these different positions for a reason. I need their help. I need their expertise in this particular field to help this business, to help this ministry, to help this company, to help push my vision that God has given me. So I got them there for a reason, right? So with that being said, a true leader knows how to accept constructive criticism. See, people now don't want to get criticized. They don't like it. They hate it. They don't want you to criticize them for anything. But a real leader understands, look, okay, you know what? I can do this better. So how can I do this? Listen to your people. A great leader understands you got to listen sometimes. You don't know it all. Nobody knows it all. You got to listen. You know, a good leader has no problem doing that. Just because my name is on the billboard or my name is on the door of the church or my name is all over the place doesn't mean I'm in this by myself. I get all the praise and all the glory for it. No. It's the people behind the scenes. The people that's the names you don't see that's in the lights, that's in the bright lights. Those are the people that are keeping you where you're at. So as a great leader, appreciate those people and accept constructive criticism. If it is going to truly improve your business, your ministry, whatever, or your vision, accept it. Real leaders have no problem doing that. Because like I always say, another reason why I created this podcast is because self-improvement, number one, starts here with me. Self-improvement and just improvement overall for all my fellow men and fellow women. All of you. I want us all to improve because we all can get better. It's different ways of looking at things. But what's right is right. Okay. So yeah, a leader, number two, a leader accepts constructive criticism. Whereas a boss, you can't tell a boss nothing. Boss, like, hey, I'm right, you're wrong. Do what I tell you, boom, that's it, conversation over. Right? A boss is more basically a dictator. Whereas a leader is a delegator. Not a dictator, but a delegator. Two different aiders. Not haters, but aiders. A-T-O-R. A boss is more of a dictator. We only got one, as Morgan Freeman said on Lean On Me, we got one H-N-I-C. Nah, man. A true leader accepts constructive criticism and he delegates authority. Realize I can't do all this by myself. Listen, you handle this area right here. You handle this area right here. And if it needs some more improvements and you got some concerns, come tell me and we can work this thing out together and make sure that this doesn't happen again, right? That's leadership. So there's a difference, ladies and gentlemen, between a boss and a leader. A leader knows what it's like to follow, because a real leader has no problems following. So he knows the concerns of the people because he's been in that position where he or she had to follow someone before they got a leadership role. A real and true leader also never forgets the humble beginnings, the small platform where they came up. They had to stay down before they come up. The grind, understanding the grind. Shout out to Norman Powell. I like that. Understanding the grind. Oh yeah, he's a basketball player, by the way, for those who don't know who that is. For the Portland Trail Blazers, my squad. Because y'all know that, listen, I'm a Melo fan. And we're going to get to some sports topics here in a little bit. But anyway, understand the grind. Understand the process. Like I said, a leader truly understands that, hey, why should I keep trying to bear all these things by myself? Keep trying to do all these things by myself? I need some help. Now, with that being said, sad thing that I notice is a lot of good leaders don't get the help that they need. They really don't. It's a shame. People say they're looking for good leadership in ministry, especially in ministry. And those are the ones who don't really get the help that they really need. But the ones who don't really care about their flock and just in it for this, it seems like they get a lot of help. Why is that? That's not something I really can even answer, to be honest with you. But it's just something to think about. That's some good brain food right there. And I hope that all of you that are listening to me and that will see this will understand where I'm coming from with that. Let me know if you noticed that too, okay, after watching this. But yeah, I don't know why. It just seems like to me, the ones that are really, they really care about their flock, they really care about their people in the ministry, and not just in the ministry, but just even in business, whatever. It just seems the ones that really, really care, sometimes they struggle to find the right help. Like people just walk away. People just want to go somewhere else, you know. And, you know, we have to be very prayerful now, because we live in a society where no one really wants to hear criticism at all. And then not just criticism. People have a hard time hearing the truth, like the truth about themselves or the truth about life itself. Like, life is very precious. And people get real on edge when you talk about how they living, right? So pastors out here, I'm praying for you guys, the real ones. You men and women of God, I am praying for you now, because it is, you guys have some kind of load to carry. I know firsthand because I'm a pastor's son. And it takes a special anointing and a special breed of a human being to be able to lead people who are rebellious, who don't care, who just gonna do what they wanna do, all those things. You still have to uphold the mantle. And this segment wasn't just, it's not just about, you know, people in the ministry, but as me being a person in the ministry, I can relate. I wanted to sell people, you know, the difference between a boss and a leader. If you're owning a business, if you're working for someone, Look, and there's nothing wrong with being a follower either. There's nothing wrong with being a follower. A lot of times people put followers in a bad light. No, if you, it's a special anointing on being number two. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That don't make you less of a person because you're chosen to follow. Leaders need great followers. Great leaders need great followers. That's the whole point of this segment. You can't be a great leader if you don't have anyone that's falling behind you. That's upholding the vision. That's upholding the mantle that you have for your business, for your purpose. You need someone to uphold it, to show the fruit of your labor. All right? That's like, how can you say you're a millionaire and you got a successful business, but no one that's with you is improving? No one else is a millionaire. You the only millionaire in your millionaire company? Mm-mm. That's not good leadership. That's a boss. Right? So, the key to this segment is, once again, knowing the difference between a boss and a leader. And if you are a leader of a company, of a business, of just anything, if you are a leader and you know who you are, a leader knows if they're a leader. Lead. Lead with confidence. Lead with perseverance, because you're going to need it. Lead with your ears as well. Listen to your people that you lead. And care. Care about them. Care about their concerns. And instruct them on how to best, how they can do their job the best. How they can be better. How they can improve. And be willing to listen how you can improve as a leader. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. This is my very first video. I pray it goes well. I pray you guys like it. I pray you learned something on this segment. And I enjoy giving it to you guys. I thank all of you for listening, for tuning in. Hey, I'm not going to stand here alone. I'll be back with one more segment. That's going to be sports talk. I'm going to jump into these NBA playoffs. The playoff field is set now. Finally, it's been a crazy season. Them 72 games are coming like this, man. It was hard to catch them. Listen, I'm going to talk about it. Y'all know the squad I've been rocking with all season, really for the past 2 years, because my favorite player is Carmelo Anthony. So he with Portland. I'm going to talk about what I think about their first round matchup, which is with the Denver Nuggets. We're going to talk about all that here in just a second. But we'll take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come right back on here and leave y'all with this next segment on Sports Talk, baby. And we're going to drop it. And, hey, it's first video ever. Y'all better catch up. Y'all better catch up. And I please support. You better support. Support your boy, man. Come on. I need you guys. I'm trying to get here. But I need y'all. Okay? Remember, a great leader knows he needs help. I need help. Help a brother out. I ain't begging, but I'm saying help a brother out. Okay? But, all right. It's your boy, Suave, man. Listen, remember, title of this first segment right here, the difference between a boss and a leader. Right. Right. All right. It's your voice, Suave, man. We're coming back with one more segment, Sports Talk. All right? This is The Laundry Room. Be right back.
So, fellas, aren't you tired of hearing the same boring podcasts and radio personalities not sticking up for us black men, for us good black men that has morals, for not standing up for us like they should? Well, look no further. This is your boy Suave here from the Laundry Room Podcast. This is the podcast for you if you're looking for reality, you're looking for rawness, you're looking for realness just in its purest form. This is the podcast for you. And ladies, don't worry, this is for the black men, but it's also for you too, because if you listen to this podcast, you also learn spiritual insight on what a real man goes through and what it sounds like and how he thinks as well. So it's something for all of you. So tune in to us every week. This is your boy Suave from the Laundry Room Podcast. Peace.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Suave, and I'm back. I'm back, baby, with the last segment of this episode. And it's our sports talk. And y'all know how we do in the sports talk. We just, you know, I give my opinions on what I feel, you know, on what I see, what I think about certain games. And what we're gonna be talking about right now, on this segment of sports talk, is the NBA playoffs. But in particular, we're gonna talk about, before we get into the playoff matchups, it's still four that needs to be decided. So we're going to get into those first. The play-in games on both conferences, on both sides. And I'm going to tell you guys my opinion on who I think is going to win these play-in matchups. So we're going to start on the west side, on the Western Conference. We got the play-in matchup, the 9 versus 10, the Memphis Grizzlies versus the San Antonio Spurs. This is a very intriguing matchup because these are two teams that really play. play kind of similar. They're both tough. They're gritty, well-coached, and they're young. The Spurs are rebuilding. They're getting younger. They still got a mid-range assassin in DeMar DeRozan and Rudy Gay, players like that, vets like that, and a sniper like Patty Mills, so he's still there. And they played pretty decent defense. But the Memphis Grizzlies are a lot younger, and I just believe they're more talented than the Spurs, so I love Ja Morant. I believe he's going to be one of the top stars in this league in a few years. Like, he's going to be like that guy. Like, he's got a potential to me to be one of the faces of the league in about 5 years from now. Yeah, he's going to be like the face. Him and Zion are going to be vying for that spot, right? So, yeah, I got the Memphis Grizzlies defeating the San Antonio Spurs for that number 9 spot, that number 9 seed, okay? With a chance to play for the 8 seed, okay? So I got the Grizzlies advancing. And the winner of that game will play the loser of this game, which is a 7-8 matchup in the Western Conference, which is a real good one. Just it's an eye-catcher because of the names, the marquee names, and top talent that's in this matchup. It's the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. Now, this game, because these are, you know, single elimination game, right? You know, the 9-10 is. But the 7-8 matchup, you do get a chance to play twice to get that 8 seed, that last and final playoff spot. So this matchup with the Lakers and the Warriors, this is pretty much the one that's going to get the 7 seed. Whoever wins this matchup will get the 7 seed. So as much as I love Steph Curry, behind Melo, that's my favorite player. And then it's Dame after him. They like right there to me. That's my favorite players in the league right now. But I got to give the edge to LeBron. They just got more talent. And there's no answer for AD. There's no answer for LeBron. Not on that team. Draymond Green can do all he can to, you know, try to contain LeBron and what LeBron like to do. Because he knows LeBron's tendencies very well. They've played against each other so long. So that's going to be an intriguing matchup, though. excuse me. I'm giving Golden State a shot here. I mean, I believe the Lakers are going to take it and get that 7th seed, but don't be surprised if the Lakers have all they can handle in this game, okay? Don't be surprised, but they'll pull it out. So I got the Lakers advancing. They'll be the 7th seed, and they will go up against Phoenix, okay, in the first round.
Okay, so the next matchup we will have will be the Memphis Grizzlies against the Warriors for the 8th seed. Now, the Warriors already, you know, clinched this 8th spot because they beat the Grizzlies over the past weekend here to earn that spot, right? So I got them beating the Grizzlies again because it's just more experienced. And, you know, I just think the playoffs are better when Steph is in it. So I'm picking Steph and Draymond and the Warriors to win again, and they'll be the 8th seed. And they're going to play the Utah Jazz in the first round. Okay. Now that we got that taken care of, we're going to go down to the rest of the games of the West bracket for the first round. Like I said, with the Jazz against the Warriors, these are my picks. And it'll be the Clippers. The Clippers, as I already said, the Clippers versus the Mavericks, the rematch of last year's bubble first round. Last year, the Clippers. Y'all, excuse me, this call. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm going to do this right when I want to start recording my last segment for the night, but whatever. Y'all know how the devil works. Anyway, the Clippers and the Mavericks play. It was a rematch of last year's bubble first round playoff game. So, which last year the Clippers won 4-2. So it wasn't easy. Luka didn't have Porzingis in this series, and they took him to 6. So now he got Porzingis. Porzingis is back, and this series could go 7. Yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, I know they got Rondo and Ibaka. They're a little different. You know, the Clippers are. And it's going to be different now because they're not in the bubble. So don't look like the playoffs going to be in the bubble this year. Thank goodness, honestly. So I believe the Clippers going to come out way more focused this year in the playoffs because of last year, how they got embarrassed. They didn't even get to the Western Conference Finals. So I believe they're going to show up for this one. But I wouldn't be surprised if this goes 7 because of Luka, talent, and Porzingis. But I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking the Clippers going to be so focused that they may beat these Jokers in 5. But I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7. So I just hold off on that pick. But I believe the Clippers going to win that playoff round. They're going to win that series. Okay. Then the next one, this is my squad. Okay, the Portland Trail Blazers at the 6th seed will be facing the Denver Nuggets, Melo's former team, who he put on his back for so many years and got him to the playoffs. Just about every year he was there. They couldn't, you know, they didn't make much noise. He asked some help, but he didn't have that much when he played. But he's playing his former team, you know, that he had so much, you know, so much work he put in. And that's another intrigue I like about this. He's with Portland now. He's coming off the bench. He's like their lead scorer off the bench. So I'm looking for him to show up in this series and come out guns blazing, like ready to shoot. So I'm going to be waiting to watch that. And I'm picking my Trailblazers to beat Denver Nuggets in this first round and advance to face the winner of the Suns and Lakers series. Okay. All right. And the Jazz and Warriors, I believe the Jazz is going to beat them in 6 games. Okay. Now, the only one I'm having a hard time with is that Clippers and Mavericks. Even though I think the Clippers are winning, just don't know how many games I'm ready to pick. Because I could go 7, but it might be 6 again this year. And now to the East. Let's start with that play-in. And these play-in games, by the way, are tonight. So, it will be tonight. It'll be Tuesday. So, Tuesday night, y'all tune in. I know I will be. Now we go to the east side of the bracket, where the 9-10 play-in matchup will be the Indiana Pacers and the Charlotte Hornets. Okay. And this one, I like the Hornets. I like the Hornets to beat. I really don't think I can call this an upset, but maybe. I like the Charlotte Hornets to advance. And they're going to play the loser of the 7-8 matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I got the Wizards beating the Celtics because the Celtics have been so disappointing this year. They've been banged up. Tatum had COVID. He was out for a while. They just never seemed to really get their footing. And now Jaylen Brown is hurt. So, yeah, anything happen, but I just think Westbrook is going to beat them to claim that 7th seed. And they'll face Brooklyn in the first round. Ooh, that's going to be something to see. Anytime Russell Westbrook plays against KD's teams, yeah, that's always something to see. That's going to be exciting. Okay. And Boston will be the loser of that 7-8 matchup. So they will play against the Hornets. It's tricky. Do I believe LaMelo Ball and the Hornets, you know, Terry Rozier, do I believe they can beat Boston? Yeah, I do. Because like I said, Boston just not, I don't know what it is, like they're just missing something. Like they lacking the intensity that you need, that you want your team to have at this time, and they just don't have it. Not saying they can't get it, but I think the Hornets going to be. I think the Hornets going to move on, and they're going to grab an 8 seed. That's right. I think the Hornets will beat Boston for the 8 spot. And they were going to play Philadelphia in the first round. Charlotte Hornets. That's a great improvement for them. It's a turnaround season for them. They will make the playoffs. Like, be in the first round. I got it. I got the Hornets being Boston. I just don't like what I'm seeing from Boston. It's like they're ready for this season to be over with. Like, just get it over with already. Yeah. I'm not liking what I'm seeing. So, the first round matches in the East will go. These are my picks. I have the 76ers. They will face the Charlotte Hornets, as I said, in the first round. It'll be 1-8 matchup. Then, the one that's already been decided, the Knicks versus the Hawks. Oof, this is going to be a good one here. I think that one can definitely go 7 games, the Knicks and the Hawks. The Knicks has the best defense in the league to me. I don't care what their ranking is, but that their defense, I have watched several of their games this season. And the Knicks defense is looking like the Knicks defense of old. You know how Charles Oakley, all them guys, and John Starks, and I used to love watching them play. They played so hard. They gave Jordan fits back in the day because they played great defense. I liked them. They was a gritty team. They were blue collar. I like blue-collar teams. So, I'm liking what the Knicks are building right there. Shout out to Tom Thibodeau, man, and Julius Randle, man, making a resurgence. L.A., you know, L.A. traded him, and he's making the best right now. He's playing. He's playing him and R.J. Barrett. Shout out to them, man. But I think the Knicks will win this series in 6 or 7. Right now, I want to say 6 games. But I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7 because I like what the Hawks doing, too. Nate McMillan got them boys playing good. And they're young, man, and they love to run the floor. If they can get out and run the transition and up the tempo, oh, yeah, Trae Young, John Collins, they're going to have a show. They're going to put on a show. Along with Bogdanovich, a three-point shooting. I like that offense, but their defense just not good enough. And we know in the playoffs, your defensive flaws will show up even more. They're just more magnified because when you can't play defense, you can't stop the other team from scoring, you ain't got no chance of advancing, right? The Knicks got a better defense, so therefore they're going to advance in this first round matchup against the Hawks. Ooh, and this next one in the East, oh, man. It's the Milwaukee Bucks in the 3 seed versus the Miami Heat in the 6 spot. Man, I like both 3-6 matchups in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. But this Eastern Conference matchup, this is a rematch of last year. But last year was in the semifinals. But this year, they got each other in the first round. Those of you who was watching the bubble, you know that the Miami Heat upset it. They were a lower seed in Milwaukee. And they upset it. Giannis, the Greek Freak, the reigning defending MVP last year in the bubble. And he beat him pretty bad. They beat him in like 5 or 6 games. I think it was 5 games. Yeah, because Giannis got hurt in that series too, but it didn't even matter, man. They had their number. They handled the boys, man, last year. I'm looking for the Greek Freak to show up. He got to show up, man. You can't be this great, man, and then get in the playoffs and just fade. Like, no. I want to see if Giannis going to come out and put his foot down and just go. And I like what he's been showing this year. The jump shot is improving. They're getting him the ball in the post more, which I think is the best thing, because now he can see over the defense. He can see what you're trying to do with the traps and all that. And you can't just wall him off, like put people in front of him, you know what I'm saying, because he has his back to the basket, right? Or he can face you up now. So his face-up game is improving. He can spot up shoot there, a little 15-footer, 12 to 15 feet, knocking him down, shooting better at free throw line, so you can't just foul him now. So I like what I'm seeing from Giannis. But the main catalyst for this series is going to be their new addition that they got in offseason, which was Jrue Holiday, which also got a nice contract signing in the middle of the season. So I want to see if he's going to show up. He's a great defender. He's a nice postseason addition, so they can play. They can get your buckets. And they're going to need somebody like him to go against Miami. Okay, Jimmy Butler and Iguodala, those guys, they're going to need Jrue Holiday to show up. I'm picking the Bucks to win this. I'm believing in them. I believe this is going to be the year they're going to do something. Like, they're going to actually make some noise in the playoffs. And I believe they got a chance to get to the it's going to be hard for them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because they're going to have to play Brooklyn in the second round. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think Brooklyn getting put out the second round. But, boy, if Milwaukee can pull that off, that's going to be something to talk about. Because they could. And I don't think nobody will, because it's hard to just see that happening when you got three of the most elite offensive scorers to ever play on one team. Whew. Watch out for that, though. But you guys, I told y'all I'm picking Portland in the first round. Y'all know that's my squad. I was going to pick them anyway. But I just like this matchup with them. Yeah, Jokic, they have a better team, of course. Michael Porter Jr. But I believe having no Jamal Murray is going to hurt them in the playoffs, especially when you're going up against a backcourt like C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard. And I like the addition of Norman Powell. I talked about him in the first segment. But I like the addition of him. He's tough. He plays defense. But the Blazers need to run more plays for him offensively, let him touch the ball more early, and get him involved in offense early so he'd be in a rhythm. And I like him, man. I like what he brings to the table. And then I just think that Anthony Simons and Melo is going to be too much off the bench. I believe they're going to have a good series. They've been doing good all year off the bench. So I'm looking now. This playoff time, they know what to do. This is what they've been waiting on. I'm looking for them to upset them. In six games, but probably seven. But hopefully it's six. All right. Well, that's just a little preview of, my picks. And we're going to see. I'll start talking about some of the other games that I didn't really mention. Later on when we do another episode. And I just want to tell you guys, man, I'm happy. I'm so happy to be back, and I've done another episode. I apologize for the hiatus. Like, I can't seem to get in a rhythm for you guys, but so much is going on. And it's stuff that I got to do, coming into adulthood and becoming a man and doing all things I got to do. But y'all best believe that I love the Lunch Room Podcast, and I love my listeners. I'm going to keep recording. I'm going to keep podcasting. So don't y'all worry about that. Now, that's it. That's it, man. I hope you guys continue to keep me in your prayers, me and my family. I'll continue to pray for you as well and everything that you guys got going on. I pray that God shows you guys the way and give you everything that you need to make your vision work. And just let your vision work, man. Work your vision. Let your vision work for you. All right? That's the dream. That's the goal for your boy, right? I pray you guys stay safe. Love your families, man. Love more, hate less. That keeps down the stress. Love more, hate less. That keeps down the stress. All right. To the next podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I love you. Stay blessed. Stay hungry. Stay prayed up. Keep it going. Can't nothing stop us now. All right. This is your boy, Suave. And this is The Laundry Room. Y'all be blessed. I'm gonna tell you no matter.